You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. My guest today is Glasgow-based singer-songwriter Rosie Barnes, who's just dropped her debut album, Identify Yourself. To warn you before we get into this. An album which deals with struggling to find happiness. I'm going to pick Rosie's brain as we dig deeper into the themes and issues brought about by the album, as well as asking about some of the tracks. Hi Rosie, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Great, I'm not too bad.
Well, good, we'll have a nice chilled chat.
Great.
Yes.
Musically, this album sees you go all over the place in terms of styles. From like soul, folk and pop, this album really has everything. I can even hear a sitar on Bloodline. Tell me, musically, what were you going for with this album?
I think just generally, well, it's very eclectic, as you said. It's got loads of different genres involved. And in terms of genre, I've always skirted between them. But it's essentially pop. I like to think of each song has like a pop music base, and then things are put on top of it. So things like Bloodline, for example. Bloodline is about my grandfather, who was Indian and an immigrant to Scotland. And I really wanted to learn a little bit more about his culture, and I thought doing so through music would be great. So I got some lessons with a sitar player through in Dundee, and then I asked him to play on the song. So that's how that came about. So it's quite organic. But yeah, just a genre hopping. I call it sophisti-pop, because sophisti-pop means that it's pop music with loads of other bits in there. So yeah, that's how it came about. I try and just feel it as naturally as I can, like when I'm inspired to, when I'm writing the song, for example, or I'm rehearsing it with the band, whatever I hear in my head in terms of instrumentation, try and just stay as genuine to that as I can.
Did you play the sitar yourself?
No. Oh, God, no. I was too scared to touch it. I don't think I'd be allowed to even touch it, to be honest. It's an instrumentalist called Paul Wright, who lives in Dundee.
Right, okay.
And I found him through the classic Facebook. Does anyone know anyone who plays the sitar? I really want to learn some Indian music. And I went to his house, and we had this really epic 2.5-hour Indian music lesson. Yeah, so he was the perfect person. And on Bloodline, actually, there's also two other Indian instruments. There's a tanpura and there's an esraj, which is the kind of haunting string instrument you can hear. And he plays all of them. So, yeah, he's a very talented multi-instrumentalist. None of that was me. Yeah.
All the people can play different instruments, but that's a shame.
Yeah. He's really, like, he is like a well of knowledge when it comes to Indian music.
Yeah. You cover many themes throughout the album, but two that really stick out are themes of bullying and finding happiness. Mm-hmm. Did you think that writing down, recording how you felt made you understand your own feelings a bit more?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I feel like quite often through the course of writing a song, it's almost like you tap into a little bit of your subconscious, and quite often I'll write a lyric and think, oh, that's how I feel. I didn't know that, and now it's there in a tangible format, and it makes a lot more sense. So there is an element of therapy and exploration through using creativity, and I definitely use my songwriting for that.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners have some degree of sight loss, and while I'm really, really open about it, as we said before, going so far as giving myself a theme song.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Not everyone is open about discussing it. You've been very open in discussing your feelings and experiences, particularly in I Won't Fade Into the Shade. So what advice can you give to people who are maybe a bit reluctant to talk about it?
Mm-hmm. I think that the first stage is, I suppose, just seeing what it is that's causing you pain.
Yeah.
Obviously with bullying, that's different. I Won't Fade Into the Shade is kind of a mixture of things. First and foremost about bullying, and I'm very, very ginger, so just a very, I'm sitting there like a big orange beacon, like a big orange beacon in the classroom, just waiting. But there's also kind of a little element of going through puberty and sort of your first few sexual experiences and all of that mixed together, becoming a woman and also being bullied for the colour of your hair, which is very much part of your body, which is all intertwined. So for me, it wasn't until years later when I looked back and I realised how much I hated my hair colour when I was younger, but how now, as a woman and as a female artist, the colour of my hair is like a big part of my image, and actually it's a part of myself that I really embrace.
Good.
So yeah, I think firstly seeing what it is that's actually hurting you, because people get bullied all the time. People get bullied out in the workplace and school, and I think understanding the bully mentality helps too, and that even bullies themselves get bullied. And you know what I mean? It's all like this kind of passing on of pain to each other. So it's just understanding that, I think, yeah.
The fact that it's temporary, you know, those people aren't always going to be there. And it's just a case of, it might be pretty rubbishy now, but over time it will get better.
Yeah, and you can use that, and it sounds horrible, but that pain and suffering to take with you into your life and use it to build who you are and understand who you are and embrace those exact parts of who you are.
Right. Yeah. So the album's out there in the world. Where can people get it?
They can get it primarily from my website.
Okay.
www.rosiebands.com.
Plug.
Yep. There's a lovely little box there. You can also give me your email address if you don't want to give me your money, but give me both. I'll accept all. So primarily from the website, then Bandcamp, and it's available on iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify, SoundCloud, all the usual places. I hope that if you just Google it, you will be inundated with links to go and purchase /listen to. But my main aim is just get yours around it. Like, just if you want to have a listen.
Yeah.
And also just if any of it connects with people, I'm massive on social media. I'm not massive, like I have loads of followers, just I'm always on it.
Yeah.
I'm always there. So if anyone wants to talk to me about it, then please tweet me or Facebook me for sure. I would be delighted.
Also, with the album being out there, have you got any live shows planned?
I am playing in Bar Block on the 2nd of November in Glasgow. And that's free entry. And also playing in the Glad Cafe on the 16th of November, supporting an artist called Joe Dolman.
Right, okay.
And he's a singer-songwriter, kind of folk pop singer-songwriter. He looks very young and handsome. So I think he's a hit with the ladies.
Okay.
So that's all I have in the diary just now. And that's probably all that will be for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I have big plans for a tour next year, but nothing is confirmed yet.
Finally, you mentioned that you're very active on social media. Where can listeners catch up with you to get all things Rosie Bands?
Well, I'm at Rosie Bands on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Also, if you want to get me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Rosie Bands Music. And my preferred place of social media is definitely Facebook. I do a lot of Facebook Live and a lot of chats and a lot of like online gigs. But generally, anywhere online, please get in touch.
Great.
And we can talk rubbish to each other on the internet.
So that was my guest today, the Glasgow-based singer-songwriter Rosie Bands, whose new album Identify Yourself is out now. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, everywhere. Rosie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.